app. On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
News just in, a suspect has been arrested in connection with the murder of Kwadukusa traffic cop Marimuthu Desmond Arumugam. The 50-year-old was killed last Monday. It's understood the officer went to investigate a minibus taxi parked on the N2 near the Grautville off-ramp. The KZN Police's Robert Nitschwender says he wasn't aware that a robbery was taking place and that a suspect opened fire, killing Arumugam. Nitschwender says the driver of the taxi got out of the vehicle and ran away. The suspect then drove the vehicle with its passengers to Kwadukusa, where he abandoned it.
Intensive police investigations led the investigating team to Tweliche informal settlement in Melmoth, where the suspect was arrested. Follow-up investigations led the police to the suspect's residence at the informal settlement in Kwamashu, where the murder weapon with a fired-off serial number was recovered with 32 rounds of ammunition. The 27-year-old suspect will appear in the Ntuzuma Magistrate Court on Wednesday.
Premier Tami Ntuli says he's confident that transport and renewable energy initiatives will bring a variety of investments to the province. He says plans are in the works to attract new trade opportunities by 2030 through key digital infrastructure programs. Ntuli was speaking yesterday at the opening of the Trade and Investment Conference in Durban. It's aimed at promoting, branding and marketing the province as an investment destination.
There's much more in investment in the province, but which are long-term. But the ones that were, in fact, reflected today, they are the ones of a period of 24 months. And it's also a call to further investors that KwaZulu-Natal is open for investment.
It's emerged that vehicle owners from KZN are among those linked to alleged fraud at a Limpopo private testing station. 11 suspects, including vehicle testing station officials, were nabbed during a week-long operation involving the Hawks. Simon Zwane, who's with the Road Traffic Management Corporation, says the case dates back to 2019. He says they've been investigating cashiers and vehicle examiners attached to the Mokgopong private testing station, allegedly defrauded the transport department.
This is in connection with roadworthy certificates for vehicles that were done in Limpopo. Our investigation has found that those roadworthy certificates were issued fraudulently and the name of an innocent person was used to create an impression that he had taken the car to the vehicle testing stations for roadworthy testing. So the investigation is ongoing. We are expecting to make more arrests.
And fresh weather warnings have been issued in the Philippines this morning. The fifth major storm in 3 weeks is barreling towards the archipelago. It's only days since thousands were evacuated ahead of the arrival of Typhoon Taraji. The government says 159 people were killed in the previous storms, which unleashed torrential rains, flash floods and landslides. Now, Tropical Storm Usagi is expected to reach typhoon category before making landfall on Thursday. A recap of our top story this hour. A suspect has been arrested in connection with the murder of Kwadukusa traffic cop Marimuthu Desmond Arumugam. That's it from the East Coast Radio News Watch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.